over 25 years, The Legend of Zelda video games have captured the hearts and imaginations of adventurers around the world. Now, the Symphony of the Goddesses comes to Cincinnati's Music Hall to bring the music from the land of Hyrule to Zelda fans and symphony goers alike with an entirely new and exciting multimedia experience that honors the classic video game franchise. Fans will relive all of their favorite moments with beloved melodies from titles including Ocarina of Time, The Wind Waker, Twilight Princess, A Link to the Past, Link's Awakening, and more. I spoke over the phone with Jason Michael Paul, producer of this concert tour. Well, thank you for taking the time out to speak with us about this event.
Of course.
It's hard to believe that The Legend of Zelda has been a part of the video game world for more than a quarter of a century.
Yeah, no, I know, almost three decades here, so it's been around.
And this is the fifth concert tour that you have personally produced that's focused on the music of video games, correct?
Yeah, that is correct. It's been by far the most well-received tour that I've been a part of, so it's been really exciting.
And this is really the second time you've encountered the music of the Zelda video games, right?
No, I've been producing and creating Zelda music since 2006.
And what was the thing that got you started on the music of Zelda?
Having been a kid and, you know, growing up with these games, you know, I know that, you know, in order to tell the story of video game music, it's kind of the quintessential, you know, music for video games, from Mario to Metroid to Zelda to, you know, Kid Icarus and some of the other well-known Nintendo properties that exist, in particular Zelda, yeah.
And most of the Zelda franchise, the music has been the work of one composer, Koji Kondo. Of all the music, if my count is correct, 15 different game titles in the Zelda legacy, how do you choose which pieces will be included in the concert?
Well, I mean, obviously we're telling a story, and we're using a lot of the themes, many of the melodies. Some are obviously the main themes that we're reworking, and we obviously rely on some of the fans' input, but for the most part, we're trying to tell stories, so whatever's going to help to achieve that through the music and the visuals, that's how we choose the pieces. Obviously, some newer works, such as Skyward Sword, and obviously we've updated some of the older works from The Wind Waker to reflect the new title, the Wind Waker HD. That also plays into it, too.
And there is a visual component to this concert as well. Could you explain that, how all that works together?
Yeah, so what we've done is we've actually created little mini movies, if you will, that are performed live with the orchestra. So we have the visual accompaniment, and then we have the music that's in sync, or the orchestra's performing in sync with the visuals from the game.
How is the music arranged and adapted to a symphony performance?
What we've done is we've created arrangements to be performed by an orchestra. So we've actually taken a lot of the works that were never really intended to be performed by an orchestra live. We've reworked them so that it's possible. So in doing that, we've been able to make it so that these orchestras can perform the music. So yeah, we've created orchestrations, our own orchestrations of the music.
And the actual performers in the orchestra, the musicians themselves, where do they come from? How do you acquire them?
The performances in Ohio are actually performed by the Columbus Symphony. So that's a treat for the Ohioans, the fans there, because the Columbus Symphony is a very well-known orchestra, and they're a wonderful group of musicians. For those particular performances, we're using the Columbus Symphony. You know, we typically partner up with local orchestras. That's kind of how we typically like to work. In the instances where we're not partnering up with the local orchestra, like in the case of Columbus Symphony, we'll hire freelancers.
Now, is the Nintendo company involved with this production?
To the extent that they've granted me the license and also the original, in the original days of creating the show, we were working very closely with Nintendo to make sure that is truly as authentic and first party as possible. But now that it's kind of on rails and it's cruising along, you know, we still run things through them, but we're not really getting the approvals because there's nothing really to approve. Beyond that, you know, Nintendo's involvement is more or less just through social media, letting fans know that these shows are actually happening to that extent. But other than that, no.
And your typical audience for a concert of this kind, would you say it's primarily gamers, or is it also composed of people who are just classical music fans?
It's a mixed bag of folks. You know, I think that's pretty much, that's truly the greatness of this type of show, is you obviously get your diehard fans, you get your fans that, you know everything about the franchise, they live and breathe it, and then you also get the fans who may or may not have ever picked up the game or played the game, but they play video games, which is kind of surprising, but it does happen. And then, of course, we have, you know, the Sesame goers, the people who, you know, love pop concerts, they love pop music, and this falls into that category. So they come see the show, and then and then of course you have the parents who are bringing the kids, who are just trying to provide a night out with their kid, and then they're introduced to the world of Zelda. But no, definitely it's a mixed bag. It's really hard to just say it's one particular group of people coming to this concert, and that's truly been the success of it.
Now, you as a tour producer and the producer of this tour specifically, have you brought one of your productions to Cincinnati before?
Not Cincinnati. I'm actually very delighted to be able to bring this show to Cincinnati. I did the Three Tenors in Columbus at the Schottenstein. It was the last Three Tenors performance with Luciano Pavarotti, Jose Carreras, and Placido Domingo. But no, Dayton, Ohio was the only city that I've actually brought a video game music concert to. But no, I'm elated to be able to bring this concert to Cincinnati, because I think it's a great market for pops. So I can't wait.
I have been speaking with Jason Michael Paul, producer of Legend of Zelda Symphony of the Goddesses. For links to more information about the One Night Only concert event, please visit wvxu.org/lx. For WVXU's local exposure, I'm Jim Nolan.